This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT-Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT-Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT-Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got podcasts throughout the week. You can go to drhoffman.com and download them or subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcast platform. And you can call us 877-726-8255. That's what this program is all about, answering your questions. And in just a moment, we're going to talk about new studies that revive concerns about the link between cell phone radiation and cancer. The industry thought they'd put to bed those concerns, basically poo-pooing the possibility that cell phone radiation could cause cancerous cell transformation, but a new study raises concerns. Before that, though, let's take a call now from Marianne in New Jersey. How are you?
Good afternoon, doctor. Thank you.
Hi.
Okay, bear with me. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm 85. I have fairly good health, I think, but I do have mitral valve prolapse. Mm-hmm. The last time I was examined was in, with the stress test included, was in November last year, and everything seemed to be okay. But lately I've been experiencing skipped beats, very irregular heartbeats. It's usually when I'm anxious, which is almost all the time. And right. I was just wondering what those symptoms might indicate, and should I be concerned?
Okay. Well, you know, in fact, I know a fair amount about mitral valve prolapse. I actually wrote a book about the subject, a little Keats Health Series book that's been very popular. And what mitral valve prolapse entails is it's a slight irregularity of the heart valve, but it's more than that. Many mitral valve prolapse patients have a sort of a delicacy of the autonomic nervous system. In other words, they may be off to the races when they're trying to relax. They may, when they put the pedal to the metal and try and exert themselves, they feel tired. They're unable to get going. They're more conscious of the skip beats in their heart because they have what's called visceral awareness. They're more attuned to what's happening in their bodies. They may have more IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, chest pressure, breathlessness, and also they're a little bit more sensitive to medications. They're sensitive to caffeine. They're a cheap date when it comes to alcohol. Medications that ordinarily are well tolerated by some people throw them for a loop. So there's a whole panoply of problems that are associated with MVP beyond just, you know, whether you're going to have a leaky heart valve. So it's not surprising that you're having skip beats. And, you know, skip beats are pretty common and can be benign. They're bothersome, but it's up to your doctor to determine whether something needs to be done about them. If you have, you know, real speed up in your heart rate, what's called paroxysmal tachycardia, you may get a beta blocker to slow things down. Natural things that help include magnesium. I always recommend magnesium for my patients with mitral valve prolapse. Also fairly high doses of coenzyme Q10, maybe 300 milligrams of CoQ10 daily, and, you know, at least 100 or 150 of ubiquinol daily. These have stabilizing effects on heart rate, but also, you know, you want to avoid stress. That's not so easy these days. You want to do moderate amounts of aerobic exercise, but not kill yourself with overexertion. And you also want to avoid unnecessary exposure to stimulants, cold remedies that, you know, have decongestants in them, or excess sources of caffeine from soda or from, you know, Starbucks. These are some things you probably have already recognized by the time you've reached the point of experience when you're 85. But, you know, it's hard for me to tell whether this represents a serious problem or where it's going to go to. I mean, worst case scenario, you develop heart problems that are going to lead to atrial fibrillation. That may eventually occur. If it happens, you can be treated with medication. You can also get an ablation, which is successful even in older individuals. In patients who have mitral valve prolapse, sometimes the valve is leaky and the valve has to be repaired. They now have really excellent techniques for repairing valves without cracking your chest and doing open heart surgery. They just pass a little catheter through usually your wrist or your femoral artery in the groin to the heart, and they can actually do a repair that way if necessary. I mean, I don't want to, you know, give you all these alarming prospects when, you know, you can happily lived 110 without experiencing any of these things and just, you know, have the nuisance of bothersome palpitations, which are benign and won't cause a problem. So that kind of gives you the range of what possibly can happen without seeing you. That's about as much as I can say. Does that help?
Been wonderful, and you painted a portrait of me with all of these other things that can happen with the mitral valve, which I was not aware of. And I think I will see my doctor again, even though I've seen him recently, and just explain everything. And you've been just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. And get that. See if you can get hold of that little booklet. It's probably available on Amazon. It's called Natural Therapies for Mitral Valve Prolapse. And many people read that book, and they're just tremendously reassured that the experiences that they're having are not crazy. They're, you know, acknowledged consequences of mitral valve prolapse. All right. Let's take a look at this new study. I mean, this keeps going back and forth, right? You know, cell phones are fine, no problem. I see people walking around, you know, with their cell phones practically attached to their heads. Can that be problematic, especially for young kids who use cell phones for decades and decades and get a lot of exposure to EMFs, electromagnetic fields? Well, according to this is a very reputable source, Scientific American. New studies link cell phone radiation with cancer. The subtitle on the headline is, "But skeptics say the evidence from rat studies is not convincing." So, you know, how do we study this properly? Well, we can do what are called epidemiologic studies on humans, but sometimes you have to have an exposure for decades and decades. And maybe by 2050, we'll notice a connection between people who use their cell phone on a certain side of their head and the fact that people are coming up with more brain tumors. But it may take a long time for that to emerge. So we look at experimental animals like rats who have much shorter lives, and we expose them to comparable radio frequencies that mimic the effects of cell phone radiation. And this controversy, it actually was initially leaked in 2016. You know, a lot of these studies, highly controversial, and the telecommunications industry is huge. I mean, if you think that big pharma is huge and big agriculture is huge, the telecommunications industry is huge. And like the cigarette industry, they'd really like to poo-poo evidence that their products are harmful because, well, A, less adoption of cell phone technology, and B, the potential for literally legal liability. So what they found was that in lab animals, radio frequency energy may be linked to cancer. In particular, radio frequency radiation was linked to heart schwannomas. That's a very rare cancer. I can't think of I've ever seen that in a human, but it's a rare type of cancer that can occur in the heart. But it's related to a more common type of cancer called an acoustic neuroma, which occurs in the area of the ear. And that's a logical place where cell phone radiation might exert its influence in humans, because that's where you hold the phone. So the researchers also reported elevated rates of lymphoma, as well as cancers affecting the prostate, skin, lung, liver, and brain in exposed animals. That was 2016. Okay, now fast forward to most recently, researchers at the National Toxicology Program, that's a federal interagency group under the National Institutes of Health. This is a government group. This is not an industry group, so there's less likelihood of bias. They tested 3,000 rats and mice of both sexes for 2 years. That's the largest investigation of radiofrequency radiation and cancer rodents ever undertaken. And European investigators in Italy did a recent study in nearly 2,500 rats. And what both studies found was that male rats in both studies, but for some reason not mice or female animals, developed schwannomas of the heart at statistically higher rates than control animals that were not exposed. So the results are confusing. Why in male rats, but not female rats or mice, did these tumors occur? Is this applicable to humans? Is it equally applicable to both sexes? So researchers say that the jury is still not out as to whether wireless technology is similarly risky to people. But concerns have been raised, and, you know, it's not settled science. Just as with concerns raised about vaccines, doesn't mean that we're inalterably opposed to vaccines, but we need to keep studying them to see if we can improve on vaccine safety and effectiveness. And similarly, it can't be good for us to be exposed to electromagnetic radiation at high levels 24/7. You know, what's disconcerting to me is when I put my radio down next to my computer or my cell phone, I hear static. And that's a sign that the computer is emitting, and even the dimmer switches in my house cause my radio to have static. So all that radiation's penetrating my body, my brain, my heart. That can't be good long term. There may be subtle and as yet unrealized effects. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Heart Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, immune protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and 877-726-8255 is our number. And I want to thank you for all the calls we've been having today. It's great to hear from you. And let's hear now from Susan from Queens, New York.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a longtime listener. Thank you. I just wanted to ask you, when I was young, I had my blood work done, and they told me that I was low in selenium. So I've been taking selenium all these years, and now, you know, and I had switched to a different one because they did away with the other one that I was taking that I really liked, but I did find another one that I really liked, and I've been taking that one.
Okay.
So then I finally found a doctor that would test my selenium again for me, and it came back that I was over the safety limit. I think the cutoff was 160, and I was at 180, but I'm only taking 200 micrograms, and I don't understand why I would go over the limit if I'm only taking 200 micrograms.
You know, I have a problem with some of the tests for vitamin levels, and they're – so, for example, virtually everyone – who I see, who even takes a multivitamin, much less a B complex, has excessively high B6, according to the tests. So the only people who might have a normal B6 are people who aren't taking any vitamins whatsoever. And so these norms don't necessarily respond to healthy levels. They just are norms, population averages, perhaps. I don't know where they get these numbers. So I'm not particularly concerned that your levels are high or that it's going to go into the toxicity range. Now, selenium, unfortunately, is one of those nutrients where you can get toxic. But it's kind of hard to get toxic on selenium below a level of, you know, even 1,000 micrograms per day. You're taking 200 micrograms per day, which is the suggested amount for supporting immunity and for helping you with glutathione. Selenium's a very important cofactor for glutathione reductase, which is one of the body's most important antioxidants. So I would say that's not a problem. What form of selenium are you taking now?
Well, the one that really agreed with me very well, it's got three forms of selenium in it. And you know, it's hard for me to pronounce.
What's it called? Go ahead and tell me, and you can tell me who makes it.
Oh, okay. It's the life extension, the super selenium complex.
Okay, so selenium chloride and maybe methyl selenocysteine a little bit, and maybe some selenomethionine. So you're covering your bases with a combo of sources of selenium. These days I prefer methyl selenocysteine because it's interesting. In studies looking at one particular problem, which is prostate cancer in men, selenium did not come up effective. And the type of selenium they did in that research they used was selenomethionine. But in other studies, the methyl selenocysteine, which is much more difficult to find, it's kind of less commonly available. But I seek it out for my patients as a form of selenium that is more bioavailable and perhaps safer and more beneficial. So I would say it's not a problem. If you were my patient, I would dismiss that finding and say it's not a problem. If you want to get a little more precision on what your selenium levels are, relative to their function, you may want to check for, your glutathione levels or reduced glutathione levels, because selenium is responsible for helping recycle glutathione in the body. And one way to get glutathione up is to take glutathione. Another way is to take selenium, which is a cofactor for glutathione synthesis in the body. So that actually might be a more accurate measure of whether you have adequate selenium or too much. And you know, probably it's hard to overdose at the level you're taking. I would reassure you. All right. Thanks very much for that call. And 877-726-8255 is our number. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at artificial sweeteners versus Crohn's disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number 877-726-8255 for emailing us questions. It's radioprogram@AOL.com. And we've got Conrad from Wisconsin on our line. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a question on different, fish oils and stuff like that. I'm reading some things on phytoplanktons. Can you tell me about them and how good they are? I'm already trying selfish oil and Omega XL for overall health and heart and stuff.
Phytoplanktons, did you say?
Phytoplanktons.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's the claim? Is that they offer omega-3 like fish oil?
That right, and general health.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, so if you are a dyed-in-the-wool vegan and you don't want to kill any animal life in your quest to get omega-3s, there are sources of omega-3 from plankton. I mean, I think that's the type of product you're talking about. I'm not sure, but is it superior? Does it have an edge over fish oil in terms of the nutritional value? And the answer is probably not. Fish oil is the most direct way to get two important compounds into your system, which are EPA, which is anti-inflammatory, and DHA, which is really important for the brain. I would say your best bet is to just, if you're not a committed vegan, is to forego the phytoplankton and instead just take a high-quality, pharmaceutical-grade fish oil. That would be preferred.
How about these other oils like Omega XL from green mussels and stuff like that?
Green lip mussel, that's been around for a while. And there's some claim that green lip mussel has more anti-inflammatory effects. The problem I have with that is that initially the research looked good, and we were all convinced that green lip mussel could be a great adjunct to fish oil, like an add-on to help with inflammation. But I haven't seen that much new research on that. So it suggests that the research kind of reached a dead end, and maybe they weren't able to replicate the original studies, and they didn't go forward with that. So, yeah, maybe, some benefits to green lip mussel, but, again, fish oil is the main factor. You know, what's a compound that's intriguing for me is something called SPM. And SPM is it's a new type of compound. It's actually derived from fish, but it's slightly different compounds that have anti-inflammatory effects. And the company that makes it, I think they may have an exclusive on it, Metagenics, markets it as SPM. And in patients who have really severe inflammatory problems like rheumatoid arthritis, perhaps even ulcerative colitis, that's something that we may want to use. I mean, good old fish oil is fine for prevention. You don't want to necessarily take an expensive add-on product just for prevention. But SPM, I think, has a really interesting pedigree in terms of its anti-inflammatory effects. So that's one that I might put into the mix if you're looking to quell like joint pain or something along those lines.
What's shellfish oil?
Shellfish oil? I mean, again, what you're getting is, some smaller amount probably of EPA and DHA. I guess there's a lot of companies that are trying to draft on the success of fish oil and put a slight tweak on it. It's phytoplankton or it's shellfish oil or it's, something that's slightly different. And has an aura of the fish oil, but it probably fish oil, just good old fish oil, is going to do the trick for you. All right, I hope that helps. All right, if you're desirous of optimizing your blood pressure, say you want to prevent going on medicine, or even if you're already on medicine, I've got some exciting news for you about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. Now, you heard me talk about it here on Intelligent Medicine. We've even done some interviews with the developer of Zona Plus during our weekday podcasts. The science is there. It works for 9 to 10 people. There are high number, at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. And many of our patients are discovering that their blood pressure is similarly optimized. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout on the website orderzona.com. Folks, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Order it at orderzona.com. All right. Promise to talk to you about yet another study that highlights the risks of using artificial sweeteners. Now, at first we thought, artificial sweeteners are great because they taste sweet, they gratify your taste buds, but they don't deliver the calories, so you're going to lose scads and scads of weight by substituting artificial sweeteners for all those high-calorie sugar-sweetened beverages. Well, it doesn't work that way. For some reason, folks who use a lot of diet soda don't lose weight. In fact, some gain more weight. And it may be, and research is now bearing this out, that the corrosive chemicals in diet soda mess up your microbiome, the bacteria that make up your gastrointestinal tract. And so it's not surprising that this new research should emerge from Case Western Reserve University. Artificial sweetener could intensify symptoms in those with Crohn's disease. It, according to the study, promotes bad bacteria.
Wow. You know, how many people out there with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are guzzling artificial sweeteners? So the research found that given over a 6-week period, the artificial sweetener sucralose, known by the brand name Splenda, worsens gut inflammation in mice with Crohn's-like diseases. How about that? Half of the mice studied belong to a genetic line that suffers from Crohn's disease. And Splenda produced intestinal overgrowth of E. coli and increased bacterial penetration into the gut wall, but only in the mice who had the Crohn's disease. So the suggestion is that there's just something about people with Crohn's disease that renders them more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the Splenda in certain diet sodas. And by no means do I think this exonerates NutraSweet or other artificial sweeteners, because I think they also may have similar disruptive effects on the microbiome, leading to problems, leading to weight gain, metabolic changes. Virtually everything can be related to changes in the gut. If you have a healthy microbiome, you're a healthy individual, and if you've got a messed up microbiome, if you have what's called dysbiosis, many health problems, not just gastrointestinal problems, can emerge. So as tempting as it might seem, artificial sweeteners don't deliver on the promise. 877-726-8255 is our number, and here's a possible reason why people who are overweight can't seem to lose weight. It's an interesting study in which they fed obesity-prone mice a high-calorie diet. And what they did is they were studying the changes in the taste buds in those mice. And, you know, I frequently noted that in my patients who are overweight, you might think that people who are overweight, they'll just eat anything. You know, just any type of food will do because they just put on the feed bag. But no, actually, they're very, very discerning about the types of foods that they want to eat. You know, some foods just don't taste good to them. They're too bland. They go for really tasty food, which unfortunately tends to be much more caloric. It's fat-laden. It's sugar-laden, and it gives their taste buds a big bang. And This may be the reason. In this study, obese mice had about 25% fewer taste buds than lean mice. So what that suggests is that when you get overweight, you actually have a reduced number of taste buds. You have reduced taste sensitivity. And so you need foods that are big bang foods to excite your taste buds. And thus you perpetuate the tendency to go for junk food that's engineered to stimulate your taste buds. We know that the food industry spends millions and millions of dollars in research and development to come up with more ways to tempt your taste buds. And that's precisely because a high percentage of Americans have lost their taste for subtle flavors that you get from fresh fruits and vegetables and relatively low-calorie foods. They're going for that flavor sensation that excites those few remaining taste buds that you have because you killed them off because you're overweight. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back. Take more of your phone calls. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
As a longtime complementary medicine practitioner, I know how important it is to ensure that the supplements I prescribe are genuine, professional grade, and effective. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary so I can send my patients, as well as Intelligent Medicine listeners, the exact products they need. If you're a healthcare provider, do what I did and sign up for a free FullScript account. Just go to fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need. FullScript stocks the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders, so it's totally effortless for your patients to stay on track with their supplement protocols. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and they offer world-class support. Improve patient outcomes, rest easier knowing your patients are getting exactly what you prescribed them. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. Sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. That's fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, healthcare is so expensive these days. And we're constantly developing drugs that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Some of the new cancer drugs can extend life by a few months, but may cost several hundred thousand dollars a year to use. So we're always looking for ways to reduce drug prices. Here's a case study in that from my good colleague, Dr. Alan Gaby. He's a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and he's written a great textbook on nutritional medicine. He writes an op-ed in this month's issue of the Townsend Letter about a condition called sickle cell disease. Now, I'm very familiar with sickle cell disease because during my medical school training up in the Bronx, there were a lot of African Americans who suffered from sickle cell disease, and it was terrible. It was, all of them were addicted to pain medications, not by their own volition, but because they had painful sickling crises, and they literally became hooked on powerful opioids. Their lives were miserable. They never knew when they would be hospitalized with attacks of a sickle cell crisis. So we're always on the lookout for ways to treat it. So finally, they came up with a discovery that glutamine, just regular old L-glutamine, the kind you get in a health food store, could be beneficial for sickle cell disease. They found that glutamine, oral administration of glutamine, you have to take a fairly high amount, 30 grams per day. 30 grams translates to what? It's about 4 tablespoons or 12 teaspoons per day. But it comes as a powder, and it's pretty pleasant tasting, so it's fairly easy to take high amounts of L-glutamine. Taking glutamine reduced the stickiness of red blood cells that causes painful sickling crises in patients with sickle cell disease. So they finally did a study. At 24 weeks, the average number of painful crises was 55% lower with the L-glutamine. And the number of days of hospitalization was reduced from 3 to 2. So stuff really works. I mean, it's not 100%, but it is very effective at reducing the symptoms of sickle cell crisis. So what do? They took that data, and they developed a drug that they named Endari, which is made by an outfit called Emmaus Life Sciences. And it's the first new treatment in 20 years to be approved for adults with sickle cell disease. So here's the problem. The cost of Endari for 1 year's use will be around $28,000 per year. Now, if you do the math on a comparable amount of L-glutamine that you buy at your local health food store, it would be 5% of that price, which roughly comes out to a not inconsiderable $1,800 a year. But compare $1,800 a year to $28,000 a year, and you see the problem. And insurance companies, you would think they would want to save money. But no, they have a bias against dietary supplements. The policy of most insurance companies is to not pay for most dietary supplements, even though the insurance companies might pay a heck of a lot more for an FDA-approved drug. So this is a real example of how our system is not working to the advantage of patients. And according to Dr. Gaby in his editorial, he says, quote, "We need to find ways to encourage and support research into natural substances without unnecessarily raising the cost of healthcare." This is totally irrational. The notion that the same identical stuff that you get in a health food store, $1,800, and if you buy it as a drug, $28,000. But who's on the hook for that? Most of these patients can't afford it. So your insurance premiums are going to go up as a result of the decision to use a drug instead of a natural substance. The same exact same molecular signature. It's L-glutamine powder, pure and simple. So, wow, just blows my mind. Here's an item. Doctors and nurses often are reluctant to give lifestyle advice. Only 61% of physicians and just 53% of nurses said they always offer such advice, according to a recent survey. So what's the problem here? The poll was asked in November of last year in light of mounting evidence that making positive lifestyle changes is a powerful strategy to maintain health and prevent disease. That's what our program, Intelligent Medicine, is all about. But the problem is that doctors and nurses are often skeptical that patients will take up their suggestions. So it turns out that one registered nurse wrote, "Failure is so high in the community I live in. Every effort is made to educate our patients, but too often patients don't make the effort to make changes. Not too sure how much more can be done if people don't make the effort to make healthy lifestyle modifications. So the conclusion of that survey, based on what these doctors and nurses had to say, is that they'd like to offer more advice, but they're skeptical that it's going to be heeded. Well, we hope that you heed our advice here on Intelligent Medicine. Most of you are on board with it. We thank you for listening, and we'd like you to check out drhoffman.com for more information, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and check out some of our daily podcasts. Lots of information to download from drhoffman.com. Thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay healthy.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.